Learning filters and envelopes for Jungle in Ableton Live, beginner level. Let's go. Today you're going to learn two of the most important Jungle and drum and bass sound design tools, filters and envelopes. If you've ever wondered why your breakbeat feels kind of flat, or why your bass doesn't speak on each note, this is the fix. Here's the mindset I want you to keep the whole lesson. Envelopes are rhythm, filters are storyline. Envelopes decide how long a hit lasts and how punchy it feels. Filters decide how the energy rises, falls, and breathes over time. By the end, you'll have a simple jungle engine, a breakbeat in simpler that's tighter and more controllable, a rolling bass that has that per note pluck articulation, and a short 8 to 16 bar arrangement with filter automation that feels like a DJ mix. Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 170. That's a comfortable jungle and DZNB zone. Now create three tracks. One called Breaks, one called Bass, and an optional track called Music or FX, but we can ignore that if you want to stay focused. Cool. Step 1. Breakbeat filtering and envelope shaping in simpler. The goal here is to take a raw break and make it jungle ready by controlling punch, brightness, and movement. First, load a break into simpler. Grab an Amen, Think, or any break sample you like. Drag it onto a MIDI track so it becomes a simpler instrument. Now switch simpler into slice mode. Set slicing to transient. And if you need to, click Create Slices so you can trigger the hits from MIDI. Quick jungle workflow tip. Slice mode is power. It turns a break into playable drum hits. And that's how you get that programmed, controllable, classic jungle feel without losing the break's character. Now tighten the hits with Simpler's amp envelope. Go into Simpler's controls and look for the amp envelope. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. We want instant punch. Set decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Start around 250. Set sustain very low, basically minus infinity, or as low as it goes. Set release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Start around 40. Here's what you're listening for. You want each slice to stop cleanly. Jungle patterns can get fast, and if your tails are too long, everything smears. Ghost notes disappear, kick and snare lose separation, and suddenly your break feels like it's washing out. A super practical way to dial this in by ear. Turn the release up until you clearly hear the tail hanging on too long, then back it off a little. Then bring the decay down until ghost notes and small details become clearer, but without making the break feel thin. Next, we add classic movement with auto filter. Drop auto filter after simpler. Start with these settings. Filter type on a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Cut off around 8 to 12 kHz, so it's mostly open. We're not trying to muffle it yet. Just set a baseline. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Keep it tasteful. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. This adds bite and attitude. And set the envelope amount small, like 5 to 15%. That's subtle snap, not a dramatic wah. Now add motion. Turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Set rate to a synced value like 1/4 or 1/8. Start with 1/4 if you want it calmer. Set amount small, like 5 to 12%. And set phase to 0 degrees so the motion is consistent. The goal is not heedem wobble. The goal is that the break breathes. You should feel movement, but it shouldn't draw attention away from the groove. Coach note. Don't just sync modulation to the beat. Try syncing it to the bar. If 1/8 feels busy, try a 1-bar or 2-bar rate, or skip the LFO and draw automation later. Jungle is often about phrase energy, not constant motion. Now use EQ8 as your second filter for clean control. Put EQ8 after auto filter. Two simple jungle moves. First, high pass cleanup. Enable a high pass filter around 30 to 60 Hz. This is just removing rumble so your sub and bass don't get crowded. Second, if the break is harsh, add a gentle high shelf cut, like -1 to -3 dB around 9 to 12 kHz. Here's why we use both auto filter and EQ8. Auto filter is character and movement. EQ8 is clean shaping and problem solving. Fake vibe first, surgery second. Before we move on, do a quick /beat check. Bypass auto filter for a second, then turn it back on. If bypass sounds more exciting, your modulation is probably too deep or too fast. Pull back the LFO amount, lower drive, or open the cutoff a bit. Movement is supposed to help the groove, not replace it. Step 2. Bass. Filter envelope pluck for rolling DNB. The goal here is simple. Each MIDI note should have its own articulation. Not just volume changes, but a tonal push at the front of the note. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. We'll make a basic resish starter, Super beginner friendly. Oscillator A. Saw. Turn on oscillator B. Also saw. Detune oscillator B slightly, like plus 5 to plus 12 cents. That's your width and movement right there. Optional. Add a tiny bit of noise, very low, if you want some texture. Null set operators amp envelope. Attack 0 to 5 ms. Decay 200 to 500 ms. Sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, or lower if you want it more plucky. Release 50 to 120 ms. Now add auto filter after operator. Set filter type to LP12 or LP24. LP12 is a bit gentler. LP24 is more dramatic. Either works. Set cutoff somewhere like 150 to 500 hc to start, so it's clearly filtered. Resonance around 15 to 35%. Drive around 3 to 9 dB. Now the key part. The filter envelope inside auto filter. Set env amount to positive 20 to 45%. Set attack 0 to 10 ms, basically immediate. Set decay 150 to 350 ms. Set release 60 to 150 ms. Listen closely. Each time a note hits, the envelope opens the filter quickly and then it closes back down. That's the rolling articulation. This is one of the easiest ways to get that talking bass without complex modulation. Advanced but useful mini upgrade. The push-pull idea. Let the filter envelope do the quick pluck, but let the amp release be slightly longer so the bass glues between notes. This audio version is shortened for playback.